Om Shri Sai Ram. We offer our humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved Mother Sai. Esteemed guests, revered elders, and dear sisters and brothers, Sai Ram to all of you. We, the students of Shri Sai Vidya Vihar, Alway, Kerala, present before you our humble endeavor, a small drama entitled Mother and Motherland. It depicts a few episodes that glorify the greatness of Janani and Janmabhumi. Swami, by placing ourselves at thy lotus feet, we pray for your blessings. Jai Sai Ram.
ജനനിയായി വിളങ്ങും പരമധന്യേ പവിത്രേ ഈശ്വരാംബേ വന്ദനം അവതാരങ്ങൾ അവനിയിൽ ജന്മപൂവായി വരിച്ചിടും അതിപ്രസിദ്ധേ സുചരിതേ ഭാരതാംബേ വന്ദനം ജനനീ ജന്മഭൂമിശ്ച സ്വർഗാദപി ഗരീയസി സംസ്ഥിത നമസ്തസ്യൈ 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 നമോ മേരെ പ്യാരി പ്യാരി ഭോലീ മാതാ കോയി നഹീ തുമ ജൈസാ ഓ മാതാ ദേഹ മാതാ കോയി നഹീ तुम जैसा। कहानी सुना कर खिलाया तुमने, लोरी गा कर सुलाया तुमने, हाथ ग्रहण कर सिखाया चलना, कोई नहीं तुम जैसा। ओ माता दे माता, कोई नहीं तुम जैसा। नमो देव्यै महादेव्यै सुरभ्यै च नमो नमः, गवाबीजस्वरूपाय नमस्ते जगदम्बिके। गोमाता क्षीरदायिनी माता, गोमाता गोमाता क्षीरदायिनी माता, तेरे बिना हम कैसे रहेंगे, तेरे बिना हम कैसे रहेंगे। गोमाता गोमाता क्षीरदायिनी माता, गोमाता गोमाता क्षीरदायिनी माता, कृष्ण प्रिय माता, कृष्ण प्रिय माता, राधा प्रिय माता, कीर्तिदायिनी माता, धर्मदायिनी माता, शुभकारिणी गोमाता। गो माता गो माता क्षीरदायिनी माता, क्षीरदायिनी माता। सत्यम् बृहत् ऋतमुग्रम् दीक्षातपो ब्रह्मयज्ञ पृथिवीं तारयन्ति, सानो भूतस्य भव्यस्य पत्युरुं लोकम्, पृथिवी नः कृणोतु। हमारी माता अच्छी धरती माता, भू माता हमारी माता अच्छी धरती माता, माँ का पालन करना, मानवता को बढ़ाना, यह हमारा घर है, हमें मिलकर प्रेम से रहना। नदियाँ सागर पशु पक्षी पेड़ पहाड़ सब रहते, नदियाँ सागर पशु पक्षी पेड़ पहाड़ सब रहते, विष्णु देव की प्रिय भक्ति विश्वरूपिणी भूमाता, भूमाता हमारी माता अच्छी धरती माता। வந்தே மாதரம் சுஜலாம் சுபலாம் மலயஜ சீதலாம் சஸ்யஷ்யாமலாம் மாதரம் வந்தே மாதரம். பாரத மாதா பாரத மாதா ஹமாரி பியாரி தேஷ் மாதா, பாரத மாதா பாரத மாதா ஹமாரி பியாரி தேஷ் மாதா. தர்ம பூமி கர்ம பூமி யாக பூமி யோக பூமி, புண்ணிய பூமி தியான பூமி பிரணவ பூமி தபோ பூமி, பூமி தானிய பூமி சகல பூமி சுபல பூமி. பாரத மாதா பாரத மாதா ஹமாரி பியாரி தேஷ் மாதா, பாரத மாதா பாரத மாதா ஹமாரி பியாரி தேஷ் மாதா. சவிதுர்வரேண்யம் பர்கோ தேவஸ்ய தீமஹி தியோ யோ ந பிரசோதயாத். ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. காயத்ரி வாணி லக்ஷ்மி துர்கா ரூபிணி உக்த வித்ருமஹே மனீல தவளேதி பஞ்சமுகி பஞ்சமுகி. வேத மாதா காயத்ரி வாணி லக்ஷ்மி துர்கா ரூபிணி உக்த வித்ருமஹே மனீல தவளேதி பஞ்சமுகி பஞ்சமுகி. பீஜாட்சரி மந்திரஸ்வரூபிணி பந்த விமோச்சனி ஜகஜனனி பிரணவாகாரிணி பிரசன்னவதனி கிருபாகரி கருணாந்தரங்கிணி, பிரணவாகாரிணி பிரசன்னவதனி கிருபாகரி கருணாந்தரங்கிணி, பக்தோதாரிணி விஸ்வாதாரிணி வேதாந்த ரூபிணி வரதாயினி, காருண்ய ரூபிணி கைவல்யதாயினி கிருபாகரி நாத வினோதினி. வேத மாதா காயத்ரி வாணி லக்ஷ்மி துர்கா ரூபிணி முக்த வித்ருமஹே மனீல தவளேதி பஞ்சமுகி பஞ்சமுகி. வேத மாதா காயத்ரி
start.
Swami, where am I going?
To Earth, my child.
Earth? Where is that? Will I be alone there?
Not at all, my dear. Someone special is eagerly waiting for you there.
Swami, what if I feel hungry?
Worry not. Food will be ready even before you feel hungry.
What if I feel cold?
She has already stitched nice woolen clothes for you.
Swami, how will I find her out?
You don't need to. She herself will find you out.
And which language should I speak to her?
That doesn't matter. She will understand by just looking at your eyes.
Swami, how will I talk to you?
Bangaru, I'll be there right beside you. Moreover, she will place your palms together and teach you how to pray.
But Swami, I will miss you so much.
Don't worry, dear son. She will love you as much as I love you, if not more. I have filled her with my love.
Swami, one last thing. What should I call her?
You can call her Mother. That is what she is.
അപാര സ്നേഹത്തിനാൾ രൂപം ഭൂമിയെപ്പോലെ ക്ഷമയുള്ളൊരമ്മ കാരുണ്യസാഗരമമ്മ കനിവിൻ്റെ പാൽക്കടലമ്മ അമ്മ അമ്മ അപാര സ്നേഹത്തിൻ രൂപം
വരുൺ, വേർ ആർ യു?
അമ്മ, ഡിഡ് യു കോൾ മീ?
യു റിമെമ്പർ, ടുഡേ ഈസ് തേഴ്സ്ഡേ. യു ഹാഡ് പ്രോമിസ്ഡ് ടു കം വിത്ത് മീ ടു ടെമ്പിൾ, റൈറ്റ്?
I thought I would go to Rahul's house. It's his birthday today. Temple will always be there. We'll go tomorrow.
Varun, see, you had promised me. Be a good boy. Go. Get ready fast.
Okay. Swami, what should I do? I don't want to go back on my word given to my mother. I don't want to displease my friend too. Confused. Please help me.
Bangaru, you should never break your promise, and definitely not with your mother. Haven't you heard the story of Adi Shankara, who fulfilled the promise that he gave to his mother?
Om Bhadram Karnebhi Srunuyama Devaha ഭദ്രം പശ്യേമാശ്വഭിര്യജത്രാഃ സ്ഥിതൈരംഗൈസ്തുഷ്ടുവാഗുംസസ്തനൂഭിഃ യശേമദേവഹിതം യദായുഃ സ്വസ്തി ന ഇന്ദ്രോ വൃദ്ധസ്രവാഃ സ്വസ്തി ന പൂഷാ വിശ്വവേദാഃ സ്വസ്തി നസ്താർഷോ അരിഷ്ഠനേമിഃ സ്വസ്തി നോ ബൃഹസ്പതിർദദാതുഃ ഓം ശാന്തി ശാന്തി ശാന്തി.
Shankara, how did you learn all these at this tender age? If you finish all the learning now, what will you do for the rest of your life? Amma, my mission has just begun. As days go by, it's getting clearer and clearer, and I will accomplish my mission only if I become a sannyasi.
What? Sannyasa? Shankara? Don't even think of doing it. It is better that you marry, become a father, perform various sacrifices, and then become a sannyasi when you are old. This is the way of life. And how can I live alone after losing my only child? If I die out of sorrow, who will be there to perform my last rites? How can you just go away, leaving me? Leave all those thoughts. For now, you come with me to the river and take bath.
I have not the least liking for this worldly life. But my mother will not permit me to leave it. She is my guru, and I must have her goodwill and blessings.
Shankara, be careful. It has rained. Swim only in the shallow waters.
Yes, Amma, I will be careful.
I have lost my husband and now my son, my only support. Are you going to take him too away from me?
Amma, please, please grant me permission to become a sannyasi. I'm sure this crocodile will then let me go.
Oh God, if he lives even as a sannyasi, I have a chance of seeing him, at least on rare occasions. I will let him be. Please save him.
Amma, see, I am saved. The crocodile left me.
Amma, I am your son and servitor. Please tell me, what should I do? I shall certainly follow your command.
Shankara, it is indeed a good fortune that I could have you back, even if it's at the cost of you becoming a sannyasi. But I desire very much that on my death, you should come and perform my last rites yourself. If this is not done, of what merit is it to have born a son? Will you do that, Shankara?
Amma, whenever you desire my presence by your side, be it in sickness or death, be it during day or night, I'll be there by your side. You should not cry, thinking that your son has abandoned you. By you sending me away with your blessings, you will derive 100-fold merit than keeping me by your side.
Shankara, my son.
Is unwell. She wishes to see me. I need to go.
Shankara, when will you come? You had promised me, right?
Please don't cry. See, I am by your side. What can I do for you, Amma? Please tell me. I will fulfill it.
Shankara, my son, I'm so happy to see you in good health. It is indeed my good fortune that I could see you now. What more do I need? I am happy. I don't desire to continue to live on with this frail old body. You see that I attain to my higher evolution and then cremate my body as prescribed by the Shastras.
Amma, Brahman is eternal, self-effulgent, immeasurable and devoid of mutations like birth, old age or death.
Shankara, my mind can find no rest in such a complex concept of godhood. For my sake, recite the praise of the Lord, whom I worship and adore.
Bhaje vrajaika mandanam samasta papa khandanam swabhakta chitta ranjanam sadaiva nanda nandanam supichcha guchcha mastakam sunada venu hastakam anangaranga sagaram namami krishna sagaram మనోజగర్వమోచనం విశాలలోలలోచనం విధూత గోపశోచనం నమామి పద్మలోచనం కరారవిందభూతరం స్మితావలోకసుందరం మహేంద్రమానధారణం నమామి కృష్ణవారణం.
It is so beautiful. I had the blissful darshan of Mahalakshmi and Lord Narayana reclining on the Adishesha in the ocean of milk. My life is fulfilled. I can see that the emissaries of Mahavishnu are coming in their celestial vehicle to take me to Vaikuntha. Narayana, Narayana.
Astam tavadiyam prasuti samaye durvara shulavyatha నైరుత్యం తను శోషణం మలమయీ శయ్యాజ సంవత్సరీ ఏకస్యాపి గర్భభారభరణ క్లేశస్య యస్య క్షమః దాతుం నిష్కృతిం ఉన్నతోపి తనయ తస్యై జనన్యై నమః.
థ్యాంక్ యూ స్వామి. ద స్టోరీ ఆఫ్ శంకరా ఇస్ సో ఇన్స్పిరేషనల్. And I am sorry for even thinking of breaking the promise given to my mother.
Doesn't matter, my child. Transformation is the biggest atonement for even the greatest of sins. I will tell you the story of such a transformation, the story of Pundarika.
Visiting many temples. We should wait to join you.
That's right. We haven't visited these shrines for long.
Oh God, who will inject some sense into them? Don't you know that I'm just married? And I'm going with my wife? Why do you want to come in our way?
Oh, we didn't think of it. Worry not. You both carry on. We'll go some other time.
Thought this is our last chance to have darshan of all the holy shrines. If that is not the divine will, let us not come. We wouldn't want to trouble you, even in our thoughts.
That's fine. You come with us. If we go against their wishes, we will have some trouble or the other on the way. Why don't we take them along?
All right. I don't want any complaints. You can come with us, but never interfere in our matters. This would happen.
Don't worry, son. We will take rest for some time.
Oh!
What happened, dear?
My feet! It's aching! Ah!
Don't worry. My shoulders are there for you. Salutations, O Venerable One. We are tired. Can we rest here for a while?
Sure. Why not? Rest for the body alone is not enough. The mind too needs some rest.
Ouch! Ugliness to its heights. Are they human beings? Nauseating they are.
Don't talk like that. It looks mysterious to me.
Wow. Look at that. Please wait a minute. Oh, beautiful and charming ones. Who are you all? And who are the ugly women who went inside?
We are the holy rivers of Bharat.
Oh, what a celestial darshan. But what about them?
It was us who went inside the same holy rivers.
What? I don't believe this. You were so ugly when you went inside. How did you become so beautiful in a trice?
When sinners like you, who do not take care of parents, bathe in us, we become ugly, as you saw. We serve sage Kukuda and regain our lost beauty and purity.
Oh, great ones, I realize my mistake. But what makes sage Kukuda so powerful?
What makes him divine is that he reveres and takes care of his parents every day. There is no deed greater than that, and nothing pleases God better.
Oh, what a sinner I am. have been so bad to my parents. What should I do to atone for these sins?
No pilgrimage or a dip in any holy river will benefit you. You just need to do one simple thing. Take care of your parents and serve them wholeheartedly with the feeling that you are worshipping none other than God.
Oh, holy ones, you have opened my eyes. I take vow upon God. Hereafter, the first priority of my life will be to serve my parents. Oh, Mother, Father, I have done a grave mistake. Please, please forgive me.
Oh, dear son, you are so dear to us. Please don't cry.
Pidru seva tripada seva ekal priyadaram bhagavan ennarinnila naan moodhan mahiyil manujanu mahimayegum paramapunyam mattedumillavarku tunayai ധന്യമാകട്ടെ ഇനി എൻ ജീവിതം.
സ്വാമി, യു സീം ടു ബി ഇൻ എ ഹറി. I know the reason.
I'm extremely happy. My great devotee, Pundarika, has been performing the penance of taking care of his parents. His love and reverence for them is so intense. I'm eager to grant him my darshan. See how lovingly he takes care of his parents.
Yes? Who is that?
Pundarika, I am your Vitala. I'm so pleased by your devotion to your parents, and I have come to grant you my darshan.
Oh Lord, I am so happy that you've come here to give me thy darshan. What a great fortune. But Lord, as you can see, I'm now busy serving my parents. Would you please wait for some time? Oh Lord, please forgive me. I'm not able to offer you even a place to sit. Swami, this is all I can offer you now. Please wait for some time. Swami, I beg your pardon. Please forgive me.
Pundarika, you have done the right thing. I'm so pleased with you. You have set a shining example to the world. You saw me not only in this form, but also in your parents. Seeing me everywhere is the highest form of devotion. Your immense love and respect for your parents have transformed duty into true worship. I want to proclaim this message to entire humanity. That is the reason why I manifested before you. From this day, the world will know that duty is God, and this spot where you made me wait would become a holy shrine.
Wow, Swami! You waited for Pundarika for so long? I just cannot believe my ears. And what a great soul he was. And what an inspiring transformation he has had in his life. I am so moved.
Bangaru, sometimes people don't even realize their grave mistakes. Or by the time they realize, it's too late. See?
Nandu, wait. Why don't you walk along with me? Tomorrow is the parents' meet, right? When should I come?
That's okay. You need not come.
Why? Is it cancelled?
No. Don't come to the school. I don't like it. I will manage.
But why, Nandu?
I told you I don't like it, right? See, you look so ugly with that one eye. I don't want to become a laughing stock at school. So please don't come and embarrass me.
Nandu.
Hi, Nandu. Who's this lady?
I don't know. She's just a passerby.
Is she mad?
Maybe. I don't know.
Nandu. Nandu. Swami, do I really deserve this treatment from my son? He is ashamed to accept that I am his mother. What great sin have I committed? I am not able to take this. Please, please grant him Sadbuddhi.
മാസം ഉള്ളിലേറ്റിയോരമ്മ വേദനയാ ജന്മമേകിയോരമ്മ ഉണ്ണാതുറങ്ങാതെ നോക്കിയോരമ്മ നമ്മെ നാമാക്കിയോരമ്മ നമ്മെ നാമാക്കിയോരമ്മ
Swami, how many years I have not heard from my son. But he got married too. Is he still ashamed of me? I am his mother. Even if he hates me, how can I not love him? Oh Lord, I just want to see him once before I die. With all the savings that I have, I will go there and spend some time with him.
Oh, what am I seeing? How come she's here? Somehow, I got to send her off.
Nandu, my son.
Hey, who are you? I'm not your son.
Oh, yes. I came to a wrong address. I'm so sorry.
Taratu padi urakiyoramma
കൈപിടിച്ചേറ്റി നടത്തിയോരമ്മ കഥകൾ പറഞ്ഞു പഠിപ്പിച്ചൊരമ്മ നന്മത്തൻ പൂനിലാവമ്മ നന്മത്തൻ പൂനിലാവമ്മ
യു ഷുഡ് ബി നന്ദു റൈറ്റ് ആർ യു ലുക്കിംഗ് ഫോർ യുവർ മദർ
ഹാ ഐ ഹാഡ് സം വർക്ക് ക്ലോസ് ബൈ സോ തോട്ട് ഐ വുഡ് ജസ്റ്റ് പേ എ വിസിറ്റ്
But you're a bit late, Nandu. She passed away last year.
I didn't know about it.
She really longed to see you, Nandu. You could have visited her at least once. Anyways, take this. She had told me to give this letter to you if at all you come back.
Dear Nandu,
I think my life has been long enough now. And don't worry, I won't come to your place anymore. But I wish I could spend some time with you. Is it too much for a mother to ask? When you were a little boy, you got into an accident and lost an eye. As a mother, I couldn't stand watching you having to grow up with only one eye. So I gave you mine. But even then, I was happy that you were seeing the world through my eyes. But little had I thought that the same eye would take you away from me. Nandu, I miss you so much. You are my everything, Nandu. You mean the world to me.
Oh, Amma. What a sinner I am. Why didn't you tell me? You gave me your eye. And in return, oh God, I only insulted you. Amma, please, please forgive me. Forgive me.
Karagana kadalile thoniyayamma, irulil velichamayamma. മക്കൾക്കു മാത്രമായി ജീവിക്കുമമ്മ ഈശ്വര പ്രതിരൂപമമ്മ ഈശ്വര പ്രതിരൂപമമ്മ അമ്മ അമ്മ അപാര സ്നേഹത്തിൻ നാളൂപം
ഹോ ഉള്ളി മാത can sacrifice to this extent. Mothers are indeed God in human form. Swami, I promise I will never hurt my mother even in my thoughts.
As important as the mother is one's motherland. In Treta Yuga, Sri Rama extolled the glory of mother and the motherland.
My mother has beautifully narrated some stories from Ramayana. Their life in the forest, Ravana abducting Sita Devi, the war and many more.
Yes, that was all part of the divine master plan. Do you want to hear a few more stories from Ramayana?
Yes, Swami, I would love to. Please tell me.
सीता, ओ सुमुखी सुंदरी, सीता, योर डिस्कस फॉर मी इज मीनिंगलेस. इवन यमा द लॉर्ड ऑफ डेथ इज अफ्रेड ऑफ मी. द विंड डज नॉट एंटर लंका विदाउट माय परमिशन. लिसन, इफ यू एक्सेप्ट मी, इवन द डैमसल्स ऑफ द देवलोका विल बी एट योर सर्विस. Brahma is now in the forest like a tribal. He is not going to come here to your rescue. Oh, virtuous Sita, accept this Asurottama. Realize my longing for you. Shew that emotionless, good for nothing Narathama, your Rama.
Oh, wicked Ravana, you are a coward. Being afraid of Rama, you abducted me in the guise of a bhikshu, like a dog stealing the sacrificial rice. Aren't you ashamed to utter the name of the walrus Rama?
What?
You call him the worst among men? But realize, O Ravana, he is beyond all men, and you are going to die of his sharp arrows very soon.
Huh?
The ocean which you boast to be unconquerable will burn upon Rama's arrows. He will come here to liberate me, and his arrows will send you and your entire clan to the abode of Yama.
Hey! You shall not live even for a moment! How dare you speak to me with such audacity?
Prabhu, please don't do that. Killing a woman is the meanest of all sins. I beg you, be kind to this frail, helpless woman. You very well know how many damsels are longing just for a single glance of yours. I beg you once again, please, please come with me.
I will give you 2 months' time. It is up to you to convince Sita and bring her to our side. If she continues to be adamant, tear her body into pieces and offer it to me for breakfast.
Oh, Rama, have you forgotten me? Why? Why do you make me suffer amidst these cruel demons? Oh, Rama, is there a Sita without Rama? Why this disregard? I am constantly chanting your name. Is it not reaching your ears, Rama?
You know something? I had a dream. I saw a furious Rama killing Ravana. The whole of Lanka was on fire.
Here. He would like to have an audience with you.
Oh, let him come. Dear Lakshmana, please make all arrangements for the coronation of Vibhishana as the emperor of Lanka.
Prabhu, never in my life did I aspire to be a king, and never did that attract me. My only desire is to remain your humble servant. I just want to remain at your lotus feet for the rest of my life. And please don't forsake us. Please stay here in Lanka as our emperor.
Dear brother, that's not a bad suggestion. Ayodhya, anyway, is under the noble leadership of our brother Bharata. Why don't we stay back here in Lanka, the land of opulence, and people of Lanka will be excited to have you here as their lord.
Lakshmana, this land does not appeal to me at all. I'm eagerly waiting to go back to our Ayodhya. Janani janma bhumischa swargatapi gariyasi. Mother and motherland are greater than heaven. Suppose your mother is not beautiful, will you forsake her and call another beautiful woman as your mother? No one can replace one's own mother. The same applies to the motherland too.
O Rama, my dear brother, please forgive me. For a moment, I was carried away by the richness and beauty of Suvarnalanka. I now realize the value of mother and motherland.
Wow, what love for motherland. Swami, I always wanted to join the Indian Army. I want to be a true patriot like my father.
Bharat, your country has had many patriots who loved and even sacrificed their lives for their motherland. The freedom that you enjoy today is the fruit of the sacrifices of many great men and women, like Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose, who said, "Give me your blood, I will give you freedom." Mahatma Gandhi, who proclaimed, "Do or die." And Bal Gangadhar Tilak, who said, "Freedom is my birthright."
Amma, I want to tell you something, and I'm not sure how you would take it.
What's that, my son? Tell me.
I have decided to join the Indian Army. I always wanted to join the forces, like my father, and serve my country.
What? I will never let you do that. We lost your father when he was serving the army. Now, I just cannot afford to lose you.
As parents, you both taught us to love our motherland. And when I want to serve my motherland, how can you say no?
Because I'm your mother, and we don't have anyone else apart from you.
If we are able to sleep peacefully in our homes, it's because of our soldiers who are protecting our boundaries day and night. It is one of the biggest fulfillments in my life to be a soldier. And now, when I got the opportunity, please don't say no. And Amma, I'm so sure that when I'm serving my country, Swami will take care of my family. Please, Amma.
pass by.
Oh, brother, Sai Ram, I'm so happy to see all of you.
Sai Ram, I just can't imagine it's your wedding in just 3 days. My sweet little sister has grown up. Amma?
Come here. I'll show you something.
Report back at my camp immediately. What am I to do? My sister's wedding is such an important event in my life. I cannot even imagine of her wedding without my presence. If I don't go back, there are many more soldiers to fill in my role. But here, in my family, none can replace me. Swami, family or nation, please guide me. I'm confused.
Bangaru, if someone else can fill in for you in the army, why did you join at all? Because you wanted to serve your country, right? Now what happened to your patriotism? You weigh your options, prioritize and take a decision. My blessings are always with you.
Papa, is there a war at the border? And many soldiers lost their lives? You please don't go, Papa. We want to be with you.
What happened, my son? You look disturbed.
Amma, I got a call. War has broken out. And I've been asked to report to the headquarters immediately.
Oh, brother. Are you not there for my wedding? How can you do that? A wedding without you? No, I just cannot imagine.
I so understand. It's extremely difficult for me too. Your wedding is my dream, not just a responsibility, but my duty and love for motherland assumes utmost priority. Even at the expense of my life, I will protect the lives of the billions of my brothers and sisters. That is my duty. And when I am away on national duty, Swami will take care of you all. In fact, much better than I would.
Why should you?
Don't stop him. Suppose your mother needs your help. Won't you rush to her? Our motherland now needs him even more. It is my pride to say that my son is a responsible soldier. Let us pray for him and our nation.
Maa bulati hai, desh maa bulati hai. Ye desh jaan se pyara hai, ye zindagi uski bhi hai. Seva ki geet gaate jaunga, main kadam kadam bathate jaunga. Vande mataram, vande mataram, vande mataram, vande mataram. की आवाज है आजादी की बात है प्रेम हमारा नारा है भारत सबसे प्यारा है सेवा की गीत गाते जाऊंगा मैं कदम कदम बढ़ाते जाऊंगा वंदे मातरम Vande Mataram, Vande Mataram, Vande Mataram.
How many days since he went? Not even a phone call. Every news of the war makes me so scared.
Swami, he has gone to safeguard our nation. Please take care of him.
Swami, all around me. Let's go. Puttaparthi and offer our gratitude to him.
Giving us this wonderful opportunity, because we ourselves learned about the greatness of our mother and motherland. And we promise you, Swami, we will never let them down. And Swami, if our mothers love us so much, we cannot even comprehend how much you love us. If we had to choose between loving you and breathing, we would use our last breath to tell you that we love you, Swami. Please bless us so that we live up to thy expectations. Jai Sai Ram.
तुमने सबको गले से लगाया
Hamara pranam, O Sai.
Thank you.